السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله، صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, once again with the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we have gathered for a majlis of zikr. Many, many times I have already explained that the purpose of zikr is to remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at all times, not only in the majlis of zikr, but at all times, whether we are in the business or whether in the marketplace or whether we are in the school or college or university, or whether the person is at the airport or is in the aeroplane, or whether the person is Makkah Mukarrama or Medina Tayyiba, any place he may be, he must be conscious of the fact that Allah is watching. He is a banda of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. His muhabbat for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must be intense. That is the purpose. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. So for the purpose of developing that intense muhabbat, we take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We make zikrullah, different tasbihats, other things. But the whole objective is this, that our whole life becomes zikrullah. Our whole life must be zikrullah. Zikrullah must not be only in the masjid, or when we are in front of the multazam, or when we are by the Roza Mubarak, then we are conscious. And the moment we move away from there, then we lose consciousness. Then that is not real zikrullah. We will say that the person made zikrullah, but he hasn't attained the objective as yet. He's far, far away from there. Because if he had that kind of remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then wherever he was, he would have been conscious. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not go to sleep. Allah ta'ala, no sleep overtakes him. Therefore, this is a shahr that we were discussing for many, many nights in the month of Ramadan. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. And I don't think we could move very much. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے. It's only that part of my life which was spent in your remembrance of Allah, that is what I can call as my life. And that part of my life which was spent in negligence, indifference, ghaflats, then I cannot even consider that as my life. It is nothing but a source of regret. Hasrat. Qiyamah day, the person will have great regret that why did he spend that part of his life in ghaflat. In the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, my life which is spent is life. means that in whatever department of life he was, the fulfillment of the command and the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is remembrance. It doesn't mean that in the business all day he read tasbih, or with his wife and children he's sitting there all the time reading tasbih. A person got married, a whole night he's reading tasbih, and he says, I learned that must make zikrullah all the time. Will we call that zikrullah? So for every place it is a different zikrullah. The real zikrullah is the fulfillment of the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if the person fulfilled it in his business, conscious of the fact that my Allah is watching, therefore I must not cheat, deceive, rob, loot, take interest, give interest and do all the other haram things in business. So then we'll say that part of his life was spent in zikrullah. So that is life then. But that life which the person spent in negligence, is unconcerned, well, halal, haram, sab kuch andar hai, maskal andar. Or the person is in zina, in adultery, in fornication, or is lying, taking false oaths and qasams. Now all those kind of things, then you'll say that was ghaflat. Watching that movies and TVs and all kinds of things, hours and hours, days and days, months and months spent on that. Or when it was quiet and nobody was there, it was secrecy of his home or room or holiday, hotel, apartment, wherever he was. At that time he thought that nobody is watching here, so let me watch some porn sites or watch some other haram or engage in other haram or miss my namazes. So we'll say, now that is the life that he spent in ghaflat. And many a times it is that period of life in which the person was occupied in such kind of activities which were futile, useless, not helpful in this world or in the akhirat. So jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. Jo ghaflat mein guzre wo kya zindagi hai. Wo jeena nahi balki sharmindagi hai. There will be great regret, great hasrat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said that every day five angels descend. Five angels. And they make announcements. They make announcements. Now if we say we did not hear the announcement, so then how many announcements are made day and night which we don't hear? But people inform us that there was an announcement. On the radio station, news broadcasts, newspapers, so many other announcements are made. The Prime Minister is making announcements. The President is making announcements. The kings and rulers are making announcements. Announcement on behalf of the Parliament and Cabinet. And every day there's announcements in schools, in colleges, everywhere. How many of those announcements we never heard? Some of them, some people inform us and they ask us sometime a question, did you hear? Did you listen to that announcement? So he said, no, I didn't. Did you read that? No. So which means that every announcement in this world we don't listen to. We are not aware of. And we accept that as a fact. So when we are prepared to accept that as a fact, then cannot we accept the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If he is telling us that these angels made some announcements, or they make announcements, now there we say, no, until I didn't listen, I don't listen to it with my own ears, I can't accept it. Whereas there was no one more truthful than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there was nothing of contamination in whatever he had announced or whatever he has informed us. Those are the ahadis which are authentic. It's not a question of along the line somewhere what the person said and what was related are two different things. How many announcements what we heard and what we relate are two different things. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informs us that these angels come down and they make announcements. First announcement is that that person who neglects his farais, I'm just giving you the gist and the meaning of that hadith sharif. So then he is deprived of the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Farais, if the person gives up obligatory duties, then he is deprived of the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Now the whole ummah wants mercy, But one of the greatest farz, namaz, is missing in the life of 70% of the ummah, 5 times a day. But we all want mercy, we want rahmat. Without going into any detailed explanation, so they are deprived of it. Those people who will engage in haram transactions, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will snatch away their deeds. Their good deeds will be snatched away. There are many actions and many deeds which a person engages in and it destroys the good deeds. It's like fire that burns up. A person has got a beautiful property, he's got a beautiful home, he's got a beautiful shop and business with all expensive items in there. Allah Ta'ala must protect, but if fire has to catch on, then all that is destroyed. That is what fire does. Like that, some deeds are like fire. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself mentions about hasad, that it burns up the person's good deeds, like how fire burns up wood. So here also, if the person is now earning haram, so then what's going to happen is his good deeds will be made hapt, will be taken away. It'll go in vain. It'll be fruitless. The person's good deeds will become fruitless. It's like the termites and white ants, how they eat up good wood. Like that, it all gets destroyed. So therefore, the person has to be very, very careful when it comes to his livelihood, his risk. Then another third angel, he announces that whosoever is going to neglect the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his life, then he will be deprived of the shafaat and intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Now which Muslim is there that can say, I'm not in need of the shafaat and intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? So this person who is neglecting the sunnat, he's got no care and concern, or he considers it as insignificant. So he'll be deprived of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shafa'at. Then the angel, the fourth one, he asks a question. And that question is asked to those people who are already in the graves. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes their souls listen. Why do we doubt that? Just as I explained earlier, that if there are these announcements which are made, so many of them we don't hear. And yet we have got good hearing, and all the communication and media, everything is there, but we didn't hear 90% of the announcements that were made today by different ministers, by different governments, by different kings and rulers. How many did we hear today? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just as he's informing us of those announcements, and we accept on the authority of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was nobody more truthful than him. In the same way, this too, we accept that those people are addressed, that is there anything of great regret in your life? What is it that you have great regret over? And is there anything that you have envy over? So those people who have passed away from this world, they say that if we have regret, it is that when we had the opportunity, as I said, I'm just giving you the gist and meaning, that when we had the opportunity to make ibadah, zikr, tilawat, to give charities, to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so then that time we were negligent. That time we were negligent. We did not make use of that opportunity. That is the regret. And that is what I was explaining. The regret is it. That we have great regret that time we wasted. And if we have envy over something, then we have envy over those people who are still living. We are envious of them, that they are still living and they have the opportunity. So many who are young, fit, healthy, everything going for them. They have the time, they have the strength, they have the wealth, they have everything. So we are envious of them, that they have the opportunity. And yet they are not making use of that opportunity. So nobody is saying don't eat good food and wear good clothes. We are saying that distance ourselves from that which is displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. And thereafter they address everybody and say, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, just as He has got His rahmat, His mercy, just as Allah ta'ala has got His forgiveness and kindness and mercy, in the same way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has also got His azab and punishment. They say that we tried to encourage you, but you did not take lessons. They say we tried to encourage you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through His ayat of the Quran Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, through the ahadith and His sayings, how much of encouragement He gave to the ummah, that do these things, do these actions, it will take you to Jannah, it will connect you with Allah ta'ala, you will be able to draw from the treasures of Allah ta'ala. Once again, I've just given you an explanation of the hadith Sharif. Don't look for the translation in the... So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through His Quran Sharif and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, through His teachings, how much of encouragement He gave. And thereafter, the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the Tabi'in, the Tabi'in, the Awliya, the Mashayikh, everyone gave us so much of encouragement that do these things, make best of your life, use it to Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. You will not be deprived of the good things of this world. You will not become a person who is bored and who does not have any way to move. The person will become very, very tight. His life will become tightened and narrowed. Nothing like that. Islam is very beautiful. Look at the accommodation in the teachings of Islam for all types of situations and consideration of all kinds of circumstances. So therefore they say that you were given so much of encouragement, but you did not take heed. And then so much of warnings you were given. So much of warnings you were given that if you are going to do this, then Allah Ta'ala's azab will come. If you're going to do this, then Allah Ta'ala's azab will come. First there was always encouragement, and that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's way in the Quran Sharif, that one side there'll be ayat of Jannat and Rahmat and Barkat and Maghfirat, and on the other side will be ayat of Jahannam, azab of Jahannam, punishment of Jahannam. So you see, we're given the encouragement and you're also given warning. They say, had it not been for the innocent little children and for the pious and righteous old people and for the animals and for the very sick and weak, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have sent down His azab upon you. Allah ta'ala's azab would have come if it had not been for the very old and for the little ones who are innocent, and the old ones, to be talking about the pious and righteous ones. So we are enjoying some kind of rahmat and mercy of Allah Ta'ala because of these people. Otherwise, if we look at our actions, then they fall in the other categories.
Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے.
After some time there will be nothing but regret. Shame, the person will experience shame. That part of his life which was spent in ghaflat. And leave in the akhirat, even in this world, how much of a person's life which is spent in ghaflat becomes a means of his embarrassment, disgrace, shame and humiliation. We keep listening to what is happening around the world and to people when they engage and indulge in adultery, fornication or shooting, murder, killing, gambling, rape, looting and every kind of thing, and how embarrassment, shame and disgrace came upon them. But we think that that is for somebody else. How many people with pious, outward piety, outwardly the person looked very pious, how many of them were caught in haram action? And look at the embarrassment that it brought, whether it was drugs or whether it was wine or womanizing or other kinds of things. When the person was caught, then look at the embarrassment, shame and disgrace. Jo ghaflat mein guzre wo kya zindagi hai, wo jeena nahi balki sharmindagi hai. Make himmat. Allah Ta'ala has given us the himmat. Let us not be himmat chor, as my Shaykh says. That we are himmat chor. We don't want to make use of that himmat.
Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai.
جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے، وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے۔
May Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ give us the توفیق to understand, make عمل, build up our نسبت and تعلق with him and enjoy the best of this world and the best of آخرت. If we don't do that, then we will not even have enjoyment and happiness in those ni'mats and bounties which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given to us. Because he is the one who puts happiness into hearts. Some other friends on his floor. He is the one who puts happiness into hearts. He is the creator of hearts. So if we want happiness, then we have to be obedient to him.
اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی۔ اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی۔ شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے، سب سے تیری سرکار ہے قالی۔ شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی۔ شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی۔ وہ بھی عجب خوشبخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی۔ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ۔ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ۔ اللہ 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 اللہ۔
قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں، دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی۔
وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا، عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی۔
خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی۔
مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی۔
او مائی بلوور اللہ، آئی ویسٹڈ مائی لائف ان غفلت، ان نیگلیجنس۔ ان یور کریشن آئی ایم دا ورسٹ۔ وی مسٹ کنسیڈر اوور سیلوز ٹو بی دا ورسٹ۔ دیر از نو ریئل گڈنس ان می۔
Which sin is there in this world which I have not committed? From the time we became of age up till now, if we put a fleeting glance at that period of life, how many sins we engaged in? Which one is there that we did not engage in? Lies, ghibat, lustful glances, evil actions, evil deeds. So many in adultery, in fornication, in drugs, in drink, in wine, in women. Which sin we didn't commit?
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ۔
لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ Oh, my beloved Allah, far too long have I wasted my life. But listen to my deep-hearted pleas, O my Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, listen to my deep-hearted pleas. Apna bana le, apna bana le. Make me yours, make me yours. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری جو تو میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زمین میری شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah Dil mera ho jaye ek meydane ho Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله هواه هرس والا دل بدل دے هواه هرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. By Allah, how long am I going to walk the path of sins? How long? How long, my Allah? Change my direction. بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving, most loving, most compassionate, most tolerant, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. We are your most sinful servants on the surface of the earth, my beloved Allah. Hum sab se zyada kabeera, nikamme, nalayak, siyakar, badkar aur mujrim hai. سب سے کمتر ہے میرے اللہ. We are the most sinful ones, my beloved Allah. You blessed us with so much of your ni'mats and bounties. You blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, with heart, liver and lungs all functioning, with heart and mind, with hands and feet. How much of our sight we used for your disobedience, how much of our hearing, how much of our speech, hands and feet we used for your disobedience. Yet, my beloved Allah, how loving you are, how generous, how forgiving, how tolerant. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. My beloved Allah, tonight we are raising our begging bowls before you and seeking forgiveness for all the sins that we have committed in our life. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Oh, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana. Who else is there to give us protection, my beloved Allah, besides you? Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean, up above the heavens, there is no way that we can get protection except in you, my beloved. Therefore, we are seeking from you. You dearly love those who turn towards you. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. Change the condition of our heart. Give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah from all our sins. Give us the realization that in sins there's nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Make us yours and become ours. We know we are not deserving, but what is it that we are deserving, my Allah? We didn't even deserve Iman and Islam. You gave it to us without deserving, my beloved Allah. If you had not blessed us with Iman and Islam, we do not know in which church we would have been ringing bells, or before which idol we would have been folding our hands. My beloved Allah, you saved us from kufr and shirk. My beloved Allah, strengthen our Iman. Bless us with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul and trust in you. Bless us with your muhabbat, with your ma'rifat. Bless us with your closeness. Bless us, my beloved Allah, with the life of taqwa and piety. Ya Allah, bless us with the life of shukr, zuhud and qanaat. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the tawfiq to make your ita'at and ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan are our declared enemies. They want to drag us down the gutters of shame and disgrace and humiliation. Ya Allah, protect us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they are in hospitals, clinics, homes amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually also sick, my beloved Allah. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of envy, of jealousy, of arrogance. Clean and purify our hearts, my beloved Allah. Hubbe dunya. My beloved Allah, we haven't even realized that hubbe dunya is a major sin. Give us the tawfiq to use the things of this dunya according to the Quran and Sunnah, but not to have the love of dunya in our hearts, which diverts us from your remembrance. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulty. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat and Mustaqim. Give the parents the himmat and courage to throw out of their lives and homes everything that's causing such corruption in the lives of the children. Ey mere pyare Allah, ey mere rahim, kareem Allah. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. We have made no preparation for the coming life, my Allah. We have made no preparation, my beloved Allah, for the life to come, which will be unending. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theatre, gambling den, drugs, wine, women. Ya Allah, jab hamare maut ka waqt aaye, when the time of our departure from this world comes, without deserving, we are seeking from you. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. Salamat-e-deen aur salamat-e-aza ke saath Madina Sharif mein shahadat ki maut naseeb. Tamanna hai ke gulzar-e-Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا Ya Rahim, if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering around the globe, my Allah. That ummah for whom so much of the blood of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam oozed, for whom so much of his tears were shed, for whom he stood whole night in praise, for whom he was stoned in Taif, his shoe Mubarak was filled with his Mubarak. 3 years of ostracism and boycott. My beloved Allah, he was stored in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. The ummah of that beloved Rasul of yours, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, he's suffering around the globe. Don't look at the sins, don't look at the weakness, the shortcomings, the mistakes and the faults of the ummah. Ya Allah, look at the shaan of rahmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at your shaan of being Rahim and Kareem. With your fazl, with your kindness, remove their suffering, their pain, their difficulties, their problems. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members. Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who have evil scheming and plans, my beloved Allah, against the ummat, give them hidayah, bless them with iman and Islam. But if they become obstinate and made up their minds to continue with the tyranny and oppression, then remove them from the surface of the earth like you removed Aad and Samud. Cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink, create division amongst the ranks. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are well aware, my beloved Allah, of the good wishes, the good desires and the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after zikrullah. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes and good desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl and kindness, remove the pain, the suffering, the difficulties. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين